Information from City Hall, the City of Jamestown implementing an emergency order necessary to protect both individuals and businesses due to COVID-19. And joining us on the phone now is Jamestown's Mayor, Dwayne Heinrich. Good morning, Your Honor.
Well, good morning, Wayne.
It's good to have you with us on the program today. And we want to
just want to
highlight a little bit more about the proclamation and resolution that's been coming out from the City of Jamestown. And it's posted at CSINewsNow.com. And after we chat, I'll go into a little bit more detail from your news release. But effective tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, Jamestown implementing an emergency order necessary to protect both individuals and businesses due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And tell us a little bit more about how you arrived at that and who you've been meeting with to come up with this particular news release and that emergency order then.
Sure. I think everyone is aware that there has been a spike in the positives across the state and here in Stutzman County. And we were getting close to what our all-time high was, and probably a chance that if we get numbers today again, we'll probably set an all-time high number of positives in Stutzman County. One of the things that was a little more troublesome early on, we had a lot of the numbers of positives were coming from the congregate housing settings, and not so much from the general public, from gatherings and so on and so forth, but for whatever reason, coming from more of those congregate setting type situations. And we have some of those, and we had one instance of that again this last week. But what the troublesome trend is, worrisome trend, pretty much statewide, is the tendency to having outbreaks in gatherings, group gatherings, whether they be weddings, receptions, funerals, those types of events. Now, also, I think that everyone is aware that there has been a major push across the state for masks and people demanding masks. So I think what we did here was a very limited order on the masks. And with doing that, what we really want to do is to try to get people's attention, to get them to understand that this fight is not over yet. The vaccine is not here. I keep hoping for that, and I still am expecting it sooner than a lot of other people are. But we cannot allow this to overwhelm our medical facilities, and we are hearing in some cases where there have been some issues with that.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Basically, what we're only asking for at this point could change is for that people working in retail and service industries that face the public that they wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of that is, and of course, we would like to see everyone wear masks. And,
sure.
And if businesses, that would be a business decision if they want to require it. But the other thing we've done is we've asked groups that if you're going to have a group event, that you do submit a plan to the city. And we just want to know that people, there are events going to be taking place and that people are thinking about precautions and a plan on how they're going to comply with the rules, the North Dakota Smart Restart rules, and asking them to keep a list of people that will be attending in case there should be a positive for contact tracing and trying to stop that from becoming a super spreader.
Mm-hmm. And this emergency order is for a period of 7 days and may be further extended or earlier terminated by action of the city council. So that's where it stands at this point then. And before we go I wanted to point out one thing, Your Honor, that the Central Valley Health District Administrator Robin Isler reported yesterday there were 37 new positive cases forward Jamestown. Now, the caveat to that, Stutzman County, I should say, she added from the Friday, October 23rd Jamestown testing event, there were 36 positives from the 250 tests given. And then when you look at those numbers each day, additional positive results, she says, are added to the daily numbers each day as they're received. So that includes tests given at congregate living facilities. So might not necessarily be from the day previous, but it's kind of adding up in totals, and those are reported by the State Health Department each day, too. So the numbers may not be, you know, reflective, as I said, from the day before, but they're accumulating, and then that's what's reported. So she wanted to make that clear, too, to the public when they see those numbers posted.
Exactly. And this is how fast some of this happens, is that, you know, we're trying to get the press release ready. When we're putting the press release ready, there's 127 active cases in Stutzman County. By the time we get it to the press, there's 151, so the press release was actually inaccurate by the time it got to you.
Right. Well,
so that's a good example of what's going on.
Exactly. Yep. And so, well, there are some exceptions to this, and that includes in their emergency declaration that all religious wedding and funeral services are affected by that, but maybe not so much the actual services, but the receptions, as you pointed out, too, that you need to have
amount. We didn't want to get involved in trying to regulate actual religious services. Mm-hmm. I think in Jamestown, I've not heard of any cases here where the individual churches are being irresponsible. But as far as receptions after those events, after the actual religious ceremony, then we do want to be notified of those and be notified that there is a plan to attempt to follow the safe guidelines.
Now, if those safe guidelines don't seem to be followed with their plans, then what would become of those plans if they've got more than the amount that's required under the emergency order and that sort of thing, too, then?
Well, as far as I've had a couple of calls from people since this went out yesterday.
Sure.
Actually, three calls that had some questions on them, that had serious questions, okay?
Sure.
And I was very pleased that each of those calls was very respectful.
Okay.
And understanding of what we're trying to do and wanting just to go over a couple of things so that they were, because they were wanting to try to follow what we were doing and just asking for a couple bits of clarification. What we want right now is we really want that sort of attitude to set in here in Jamestown. And, you know, if things keep on going, you know, certainly we may have to revisit this whole situation and what type of restrictions. But I don't want to really sound like, hey, we're ready with a big club. Because what I really want people to just take ownership here and realize that this isn't a hoax, it isn't a joke, and that nobody has all of the answers, and maybe no one at this point even has the right answer, but the wrong answer is to do nothing, and that's the point that we really want people to understand, and I have confidence in the people of Jamestown. That they are going to really start taking this seriously. Not that the vast majority of them have not already, but we need to try to look out for each other, and that's all we're really asking people to do.
Yeah.
And as far as the plans, the way that we have this set up is you submit the plan to info@jamestownnd.gov. And the plan is automatically approved unless denied. And so we're looking for good plans to be submitted, and that tell us that people are taking this seriously, that they're going to try to comply. And I don't think we're going to be necessarily looking for some little nitpicky reason to say the plan isn't good enough. We want us to see that people are taking it seriously, that they are going to do their best to keep their guests and friends safe.
Okay. And again, that information in the news release on your emergency order, and it's posted, it'll stay posted for some time at CSINewsNow.com. We'll keep folks reminded on our program, too. But it also included that the emergency order excludes K through 12 school activities and sporting events, as those events are governed by the North Dakota High School Association guidelines, and also excluded the University of Jamestown activities and sporting events, too. So,
yes, and that is true. Like with the schools, you know, they do have their own processes, and we don't want to make them do it twice. The University of Jamestown has been very involved with the EOC. There have been some plans that they have explained previously, and so they do have plans in place that were already explained to the EOC. So we and Central Valley Health. So we, you know, we're not asking people to do things just because we can. And if they're already taken care of in another avenue such as that, then we're not going to create duplicate efforts.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's some confusion, not just in this case, but whenever there's a face mask requirement or a plan mandate versus no mandate, it's the responsibility of the people, or if there's any penalties involved if a person is in violation, so to speak, of the emergency order. Just clarify, if you would, what that means here in Jamestown then.
Well, there are, again, this is not something that comes with penalties. We're telling people what is expected of them, what I think the community expects of them. And at this point, I quite frankly think that trying to put in penalties would be counterproductive at this point. I really do. And the thing there is somebody would have to enforce those. It becomes very, very difficult. And I think kind of what we're going through here, Wayne, is if we think back a few years, how it was common when we would go into public places that people were smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of concern about what's going to happen when smoking in bars, restaurants, and other public places is eliminated. And it takes time for attitudes to change.
Yep.
And now, if we were in one of those places and we would see somebody light up a cigarette, we would think how rude, how inconsiderate. A total 180-degree turn in attitudes. And the thing here is this attitude change that we have right now only has to be a temporary one, because this pandemic is not going to last forever. There will be a vaccine. Right now, what we need to do, what we want to do, and we need to do, is to slow this up so we don't get our facilities overwhelmed, the medical facilities, so that we have first responders that can respond to calls when they need to, that we still have a police department, fire department, all of these facilities that are absolutely essential to the operation of our community. So we're really trying to protect the community. And I think that if people can accept that and understand it, to make a little bit of a personal sacrifice for their community is something that I think the vast majority of the residents of Jamestown are willing to do.
Right. And as Governor Burgum has said time and time again, that we need to protect those at high risk, the elderly, those in long-term care facilities, and it can be spread, somebody's 20 years old and they're not being cautious and they're not testing, and they can spread that, and we know what the scenario, unfortunately, can be with contacts and that sort of thing, too.
Wayne, there's one other thing I do want to explain as well, just very briefly.
Sure.
Is as briefly as I can, Wayne. Okay.
That's
the,
fine.
Is the 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have the authority to issue an emergency order.
Right.
Okay. All right. And that emergency order has to be upheld by the city council within 7 days. So that's the reason for the 7 days. And we wanted to get something in place. And of course, when I do this, I can't consult with the council and get everybody in agreement with that, because that would constitute an illegal meeting.
Right.
Okay, so I did visit with some other folks, but I wanted something on the council on Monday that they could consider, and something that I guess I thought was very reasonable, but that would get the message out there. And because I do think that in what was going on here in the community with this spread is something that if we waited until Monday and then we decided we're going to have a committee and then we're going to, okay, now how long does that go on? And that's why I decided to go ahead with this. And this way on Monday night the city council has something before them to consider.
Okay. Now, is with consulting with healthcare professionals and others, is there a threshold of positive cases? We talked about that a little bit earlier, whereby this would be extended if the threshold is exceeded, or it's not up to the threshold for positives, or how would that work basically?
Well, you know, there could be some changes by the governor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that might have something to do with what we're doing. But right now, we are considered a green county, which is a, I believe, I forget, is it low risk?
It's low risk, yeah.
Low risk, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we are, I haven't checked all of them, but I believe we might be the only green county that has put in any restrictions, okay, locally.
Mm-hmm.
I would personally like for us to stay green. I don't know if that's going to happen with us, because it does give us more flexibility. And honestly, I think that that if the state sees that we are going to do some things on our own, maybe that will influence them.
Yeah.
To give us a chance to stay green.
Mm-hmm.
For a little bit longer, and hopefully forever, and then go down from there. And if we go up in colors, then there can be some more serious requirements from the state, much more so than what we have. So, again, I think if everybody would give this some thought, that they will agree that what we're asking people to do here in Jamestown at this time is very minimal and very reasonable, and hopefully will help to protect our people.
And Governor Burgum is slated to have another news briefing this afternoon at 3:30. I believe last week he said that he's going to be looking at readjusting those county risk levels, so it may have some bearing on Stutsman County and others, too. I'm assuming that probably if contacted the governor's office relative to your emergency order, and as you said a few moments ago,
yep,
it might make a change or not a change relative to what the city of Jamestown is doing.
I don't know what they're going to do, Wayne.
Yeah.
But I would say this for sure,
mm-hmm,
that if this had not been done, I don't think there's any question but that we would have moved out of green. Maybe we will anyway, but I don't think we had any chance of staying green unless,
yep,
something like this was done.
Right. And if we did go back, it would be yellow, which is a moderate, and we were in that for quite some time, and I think folks probably realize what those restrictions are with that risk level. Okay, I think that's kind of the basics. Anything else that you wanted to add, just generally or specific with the emergency order at all?
I think we have, we've probably talked it out.
All right.
But I'm I just say this in closing, as far as any time one needs to do something like this, you're going to have people that are, it's too little, it's too much, and I appreciate everyone's opinions. In the situation that I'm in, other people on the EOC, the city council, we really do have to try to look out and consider all of those various interests across the community, and then do our best shot at what is best for the entire community.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, Mayor Heinrich, we appreciate your leadership and that of the healthcare professional, Central Valley Health District, members of the EOC, in guiding us through this and taking actions that look to be deemed necessary. And we'll keep in touch with you, and I know you'll keep in touch with us. And city council meeting's coming up on Monday, and we're slated to visit with you on a regular Monday time frame.
And Wayne, I'm glad you mentioned something here, because I was going to, I just really want everyone to know that Robin and the whole staff over there at Central Valley Health are absolute rock stars.
You bet. I agree. They are very good with getting in touch with the media. I talked with Robin, as I said yesterday. I'm going to report on that here in a few moments, too. But all the good things that they do and everybody else in the healthcare profession, and the first responders, and right on down the line.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. And that's Jamestown's Mayor Dwayne Heinrich with a little bit more specifics and explanation on the reasoning for that emergency order that was issued yesterday, for a period of 7 days, and it may be further extended or earlier terminated by the City Council to provide for the public health, safety, and morals of the City of Jamestown to protect both individuals and businesses due to the COVID-19 pandemic.